a really nice idea. It's a really nice niche that you have to do the movie analysis of the games that are coming out, and they're really horrendous games that are currently coming out as well. It's very important to highlight why it is the way it is. So that's I think really, really impressive work. And I mean, you read poetry and you quote history books and stuff like that while analyzing BioShock. So that's it's a really cool concept, I think, and obviously it's attracted a lot of people. But I wanted to ask first, when did this gaming streaming venture begin for you, and how did it become political?
I would say that I think I started a YouTube channel back in like 2014 or 2015, and it was just essentially a sort of milquetoast, mediocre, gaming channel. I just commented periodically on things in gaming and sometimes things about AI. And then, I had moved down to Latin America sometime before that, and I was basically, a shit lib. I mean, you could say that.
All right.
And coming down here, it really conflicted with what I had been brought up to believe about race and ethnicity and, human biodiversity and all of that. I kept trying to interact with the society here in such a way that just continuously ran incongruent with reality. And so I started to look into, Jared Taylor videos, Greg Johnson videos, Jason Kuna, so on and so forth. I started to dig, and I eventually, came to this realization that race is a reality, and that a lot of the obstacles I faced down here were because of that. I remember telling a local woman once that I would like to speak Spanish better than English one day, and her response to me was, she said in Spanish, "But you can't change your skin color," and it was just like, a light bulb went off in my head, and I was just like, well, that's not what I've been told. I've been told that only white people are racist like this, like nobody else has any kind of racial or ethnic collective sense of identity. And so the wheels were turning. And then eventually, this game, Battlefield 5, came out in 2017 or 2018. And I knew enough about the historical themes to know that, DICE, the developer, was completely rewriting history. For example, during World War II, there was a German heavy water treatment facility in Norway, and these Norwegian commandos went in to bomb the facility. And in DICE's game, they completely rewrote the whole script, wrote out all the male commandos, and it's just this single. It's basically these two women who go in and destroy the heavy water
It's cucked
treatment
Swedes doing
facility.
the gaming, is it?
Yeah, and so
That's right.
that was a huge flag for me. And so I started to look into the other historical themes of that game. And one of them had to do with the Senegalese tirailleurs, basically the black French colonial troops. And I came across literature regarding the Rhineland occupation after World War I and what black French colonial troops did in the Rhineland. And I had vaguely been familiar with that prior, and I had always thought that it was just, German hate propaganda or whatever. But if you look into various pamphlets that were distributed at the time by various European countries, for example, there's one by E.D. Morel, a British journalist who was born in France, I believe, but he was British. He distributed a whole pamphlet about all the horrible things that were going on in the Rhineland at the time. And what you come to find, if you read through various literature on it, is that the Rhineland occupation wasn't some racist trope or fabrication. It really occurred, and black troops really did horrible things to the local German population, and it was basically sanctioned by the occupying forces. And so, yeah, that game, Battlefield 5, just sent me down a huge rabbit hole. And I just never looked back from that point on. I just every single game that came out since then, I have had a very critical eye toward. And yeah, that I guess you could say the rest is history.